And then the day after.
The day after it was like you just got up and learned to walk and you just started to run. And the powers that be, walking was okay. When you started running, they immediately chopped your feet off.
And then HB 40.
HB 40 to me is totally criminal. Texans are very strongly for private property rights. But when you have no rights on your own property that someone can drill from miles away even and take and cause problems and kill your grass or poison your grass where you have your cattle or poison your children on their own school grounds. That was a very sad time when citizens of Denton were told you cannot determine your own fate in your own yard even.
Looking forward, what do you see for the movement? If it still exists.
Well, there's been instances in many small towns in Texas where gas production or gas transmission has blown whole towns apart and caused huge tragedies. We've had some, I won't say they're minor because they were life-threatening, things that have happened in and around Denton, around gas wells or gas production facilities. Most of them, of the ones that have happened that stayed, you know, fairly local and before or early in the movement, no one ever heard of them because to get any relief from those responsible, everybody was forced, the landowner was forced to sign a non-disclosure. If you're going to get any relief or you're going to get any compensation or anything, these large entities silenced you, legally silenced you. And many of these people needed medical care that were involved. They had all kinds of problems. So it wasn't a choice of just taking money because, you know, my yard got messed up. But it was a matter of life and death for them. So yes, they would take the money. They would sign a non-disclosure of what happened. And so people just would not find out about the many, many instances.
Is there a sense of, for lack of a better term, political hangover in this community since the election 5 years ago and the subsequent HB 40 and so forth? Is there a divisiveness now in the community that maybe didn't exist before? Or is it just out there?
There's a lot of lingering things. I personally was standing in the hallway of a city council meeting during this time and waiting to go in and make a presentation. In industry, gas industry, people were walking with city officials down the hallway and they were talking to each other. And one saying to the other, there's those crazy tree huggers. And our own city official, who's no longer with the city, by the way, just laughing hysterically.
So that was an interesting insight into how the other side was thinking.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So as far as the broader political picture in Denton right now. So it did, the anti-fracking movement 5 years ago did kind of changed the landscape a little bit. I mean, it raised the profiles of people like Chris Watts and others. So, do you see any revival of the anti-fracking developing anytime in the near future?
Well, there's organizations and groups that are still quite active on the issue. But there is not the more visible actions that get attention in the newspaper and such.
So basically watchdog type groups
Yes.
are watching the
situation. Yeah, I would say that. But it's going to, some days we're going to have the big one. We're going to have an incident with all of this in some way that will probably make national news. And with that, the everyday man out there is going to jump to their feet and get involved. But the movement is not dead at all. But the outrage of the public or the awareness of the public is not quite as much there.
Could we call that an I told you so moment that you hope never comes?
I never want to have to say I told you so. Because the likelihood of it, of an incident affecting children, even large groups of children, is a very likely scenario.
On that, we'll bring this to a close. I thank you very much for your time this morning and for this contribution to that very important chapter in our local history. And it's a history that may not yet be fully written. So thank you very much for your time. And on behalf of me and the University of North Texas.
Thank you.